Ladies and gentlemen, just want to let you know this is a non. We are turning the AdSense off for this episode. You deserve that. We're turning the AdSense off. And here's what I want you to do. If you like and comment and subscribe, so the trifecta, we're picking a random winner in the comments. What?
What? Voice crack. Like, comment, subscribe.
Great episode coming. Like, comment, subscribe. We're picking a random winner from the comments to send a Breezy box for. Breezy apparel, wow. You're going to get over to you. Ah. You got to like, comment, subscribe. You're going to get a Breezy box sent over your way.
You know what, man? No AdSense and a free Breezy box. I don't want to see a single fucking complaint in the comments this week. I don't want to see one, Bob. I don't want to see one. Now we're giving away free boxes. There's no price to pay to watch the podcast.
Could be using Beardown 10. You could be using promo code Beardown 10.
Could be
you should be using
Beardown. If you don't win the box,
you should use code Beardown 10 because you could save 10% on everything and all things at BreezyGolf.com.
The only place to get a discount. Just ask Mason Nutt.
That's
Ladies
correct.
And gentlemen, let's get into the episode of the Braille and the Dumb Show.
You have a busy morning this morning, Michael?
Hosting Mother's Day tomorrow. And you know, I didn't sell, but I put it on my list last week for hosting.
Yeah, listen, it looked like a big
doesn't mean that I was not, it was not my idea to host. But my wife, and she's always right. I'm going to start with that. She's always right. And she wanted to host. So we're going to host. But the problem is the kids' sports. So Gab has T-ball today. Dom has football today. It's just insane. It's insane on the weekends, but we will press on and we will do well. How you doing, Michael? You look rested today.
Yeah, a little bit rested. I will say this. So Mikey, going back to the hosting,
yes.
There had to be a time where Holly ran it by you to be like, what do you think? Like,
no.
At that point.
No, no. She said, we're hosting Mother's Day. And I said, okay. I said, no problem.
Damn.
Yeah, she said, we're hosting Mother's Day.
She listened to the podcast after you said okay and heard you selling that hosting.
No. This has been months in the making. But here's the thing. So my parents are coming. Both my parents live down the shore. Her parents are coming. They live in Staten Island. Her grandmother is coming. So it's like, if we weren't going to host it, it would have been more difficult to try and plan something. Where are we going to go? What meeting point? So we said, we'll do it. And then we don't have to move the kids around, but it still is tough.
The problem is too, you're going to be coming off the UFC. So you're not going to be in your best form.
I'm going to power through, Bob. I'm feeling great lately. I haven't had a cocktail in 2 weeks. I feel
that'll change tonight, Bob.
I feel so good.
Yeah. He'll be in that lounge just pouring them back.
If I have lounge access, I'll have a couple.
You didn't drink a Four Charles?
I did not.
Really?
I did not. No, I really, you know what we did? Me and the D-man. Can I say this, Joe?
Oh, we hit a ripper.
Oh, we hit a torpedo before we went into that. Cool. And it was, I'm going to tell you, what an experience. The only thing I have to say, and I'm only going to say this, because God bless him, I love him to death. I really think he's one of the top guys in the world. I really do. If I had to rank top 10 people in the world, Cuz is in
no,
the
no,
top.
No, 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 no. Get to it. Yes. Come on, get to it.
But immediately after the meal, the guy like wants you to, he's like, this is the best restaurant you have ever been to in your life. And if you don't say yes, you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, if he doesn't get his
where
way.
Do you think was better? Like, I'm interested to know.
I'm going to say that you want my honest review of Four Charles Prime. This is my honest take. I think the burger is everything that it was ever lived up to be. It's the best. One of the best things. The French dip, one of the best things. Uh-huh. That corn side that Cuzzy talked about, one of the best things. The atmosphere.
Sunday looked good too.
The Sunday was spectacular. Really good. Atmosphere, service, 10 out of 10. The vibe, 10 out of 10. It was, I don't like using that word, but I will say that place has a distinct vibe to it. But I will say this, the steak itself, when I'm talking about just the steak itself, when you talk about like we've been to a Dominic's and a Golden Steer, I think that when you reach a certain point of steakhouses, I think the steaks all kind of play on the same level. I think that I might be wrong. You know, we're not talking about Japanese Wagyu. We're not talking about anything like that. But in terms of what Four Charles is known for, I mean, the burger and just the whole atmosphere was a 10 out of 10. Mike, there's no question about
three
it.
Three quarters of the French dip to himself.
Because these guys were like, Cuz was like, you have to eat it. You can't.
It was tremendous. It was
amazing.
Remember when I asked John Rahm for the reservation and he's like, hey, I don't think he's like, I could make the reservation if it was for me. I just don't think because I'm not there. I was like, all right, John, fuck, man.
That was tough.
I also think my experience in a restaurant is also based on who I'm there with. So like the fact that Bob wasn't with us, it lacked a little bit. I mean, it was still a tremendous evening. The food, I've never eaten so much in a 2-day span, bro.
Jet was on one, dude. He was as good as you could get him. Yeah,
he was slinging cocktails like crazy.
Oh. Can I say the reason that I didn't, I don't know if I can say or not, but like the reason that I didn't go to the reservation, like I will say the FOMO when you guys put it out, like when I saw that Sunday bean drizzle,
one of the best Sundays I've ever had
with the toppings. It crushed me, but Gotzi said that they had a table for four, and I just like, I didn't feel like I could leave the guys. And then Cuz he was going to change the restaurant, and then he said he could get it to six.
No, to eight.
Then we still were going to have, because I thought we were going to have the Prize Picks people. I thought we were going to have doing things people. If I could do it again, I would have gone.
I thought if we would have done
Monkey Bar.
Then he was going to change it up at the same time. I didn't know if the Prize Picks guys were going to want to go and do something after, too.
Sure. Yeah.
But I did. I really did want to go. When I saw the stories, I was like, fuck. Like,
all the Prize Picks guys want is for me to fucking gain 89,000 pounds. That's what the Prize Picks guys want.
Yeah.
What was the place you guys went to? That you said was unbelievable. That was great. That looked
Danny
great.
Coop's? Oh,
388. Yes.
It's in Long Island. But dude, that was
steakhouse or an Italian place?
Italian.
Mike, we did a meet and greet, and everybody was just like Long Island. It's that, you know, hospitality, the food. We would look up and there would just be a guy like with like his restaurant shirt, like with a pizza. And then a guy had rice balls and the food. Pastrami. It just kept coming I was cracking up when I saw the D-man. And look, I was right there with them. Like, we had the Danny and Coop's cheesesteak. Okay, and then we went and we got the cotton candy ice cream. Good for the program, too, to post that picture. So, like, that was good. Great cotton candy. Then he did the four Charles. And then I see him. Mind you, I went out to go get pizza. You know, then I see the sundae. It was, by the time it was time to go home, it's one of those things where it's like, all right, let's get the fuck home. Only for us to hop in an RV in a week or two for a Bob's sports trip and head on down north and South Carolina. But yeah, great trip. Love Long Island. I would live on Long Island on Long Island. Yeah, I really would.
Traffic is a real mother, but other than
My dad was surprised when I said that too. I like the people of Long Island. I like the food. I like the, to me, my dad says very congested. I didn't get that. I feel like it's spread out. I feel like it's nice. It's almost like suburban. I would live on Long Island.
I think when you're there, it's just a matter of getting to and from off of there. That's the problem.
Also, I don't know. Every time we go in the city now into New York, into Manhattan, it's a nightmare, man. It's just so we went from that where we couldn't even find parking in front of the hotel. And it was like a one-way street. It was a nightmare. So going from that, and then all of a sudden you go to Long Island, it feels like the most spacious area of all time.
Yeah,
right?
Once you're there, it's beautiful.
You know what we're talking about, too? We're going through the Holland Tunnel. What happens if you get a flat tire in the Holland Tunnel?
Oh, you're going to fuck things up for everybody for quite some time. I mean,
how do they even get in there, though? Like, how does...
There's, like, all those... Do you see those, like, service doors, like, that you pass?
Yeah.
You're going through the tunnel, you see all the, like, you'll see doors, like, random doors. Yeah, I think they can access certain, like, ways to get in there, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's got to fuck.
You know what blows my mind? The process of building a tunnel.
That's what we talked about.
That blows my mind. If you really think about it, like, how the fuck do they do it? where no water gets in. I don't understand. I agree. I don't get it.
I'm fascinated by that shit. I'm fascinated by, you know, building buildings, tunnels. That stuff really gets me.
Well, buildings is like that. It's amazing. But like the tunnels specifically, because you're building, like, how are you building under the water without having an issue with the water? I don't get it.
Fascinating.
I don't get it.
It really is.
D-Man's got some input on this.
That gets me more than the pyramids. The Holland Tunnel gets me more than the pyramids. I'm telling you, man.
Absolutely insane, Bob.
Petey, I'm telling you, man. The way they do.
That is maybe the most preposterous.
Yo, the pyramids are legitimately talked about like it's an impossible piece of architecture. Like there's no way it could be done without aliens.
The cinder block of, like, that they put on the pyramids was like 50 tons and they had no machinery.
Speaking, I know, but how do you get through the water, Pete?
That's my question. I don't know.
Well, speaking of the aliens, what I was saying is what we got was a little underwhelming.
Very underwhelming.
I feel like I've seen crazier shit on a freaking, you know, how they have like, what do you call it? Radar. Like those were little things. You didn't, I was hoping to see like
me too.
Distinct image. I could go on YouTube and see more clear images of UFOs and what they released.
This is the listen to what the newscaster said about what you were looking for. It's the most hysterical thing ever. Listen to this.
He talks about
the government is trying to answer the question, do aliens exist? And the answer is they don't know, but in an effort of transparency, they are giving us all of the material that they are working with as they try to answer that question.
Like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? Do aliens exist? Well, they don't know, but I mean, they definitely know. The first release was just these, like Joe said, it looked like, you know, it's like these grainy black and white pictures.
You could hardly make out what it was. They had to circle the image so you knew what you were looking at.
They did release one report where it said that people observed coming off of a craft beings that were 3 to 4 feet tall in spacesuits. They did. That was one of the documents
released.
Yes.
They showed it?
There's nothing to show. It's a report. But they released the report. Yeah, I'm with you, Joe. I want to see it. I do. But apparently, we're not there yet.
Speaking of aliens, the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by Prize Picks. You see it on Mikey's mug right there. Prize Picks, the number one place to win money on sports. Mikey's going to the UFC tonight. Mind you, this is Saturday. Tuesday when people are listening to this. On the Prize Picks app, ride with us. Take the Thunder and take them every which way to win the whole thing. There's just not a world, unless three of their players get hurt, the Thunder are going to win the entire thing.
Bob, do you subscribe, Bob, to the belief that, because it's been intense now the last couple days, that this team is just a flop machine? Like, all they do is just flop? I mean, they are getting heat when I see it, because I don't really follow NBA that closely. So if I see articles about like people being pissed that this team is just flopping everywhere, it's got to be legitimate because there's got to be a lot of people complaining about it.
I think they do. I think everybody in the NBA flops. I just think some more than others, and they definitely do. Flopping or no flopping, they're like one of the best teams. Like, they are so deep. It's just crazy. It's just like, I even think the Lakers have been playing pretty good. Like, they're shooting good. Like, Hachimura's like 45-50% from three. LeBron's playing good. Like, they're just – yeah, they do, man.
Yeah, and Luke, honestly, is a, yeah, that's a killer.
That's
the guy that probably puts them in even standing there if he plays.
I mean, yeah, because they could isolate and just have him go off, right?
He could score 50.
Though, it's like – with their 15.5-point dogs every game away, if you put Luka into the equation, maybe it gets to eight.
Cuts it in half. Yeah, probably
right
cuts
it around there. So they would still be. But
that's seven, you have a better chance than a 15. I mean, at 15.
Yeah, for sure. Then you go home, and then it gets even a little bit tighter.
By the way, shout out to Caruso, who's one of the – he's an OG, like, listener.
Yeah.
Brilliantly Dumb Show, Bob to Sports. We met him at a – Breezy event
Chicago.
In New York. No, New York.
And Chicago. He was at. Was it remember? Yeah. If you remember that one, he played with like a bunch of the guys from the Bulls when he was still with the Bulls, I think. Yeah.
Super nice guy. Could not be any like just a real down earth guy. I root for him. The thing with LeBron is I feel like as he gets older, like you kind of want to see him do it one more time. Cause how many more years can you, I mean, at 41, right? Like it's crazy. He's still there, but yeah, NBA is crazy. I watched the Spurs game a little bit last night. Wembanyama might be a UFO. He might not be human, dude. It looks like
an alien, you mean?
Yeah, an alien. He looks like he looks.
I mean, I guess he could be an unidentified flying object as well, the way he flies through the air.
He looks like the Slender Man. You ever watch that? Yes. He's like running down. Yeah, he's dribbling the ball down.
He's built different, dude.
He's like a foot taller than everybody else on the court. It's fucking insane. And he's like making jump shots and if he
stays healthy, and that's the thing I think everybody worries with guys with frames like that. Like can their body withstand? But he's not carrying like a ton of weight. He's not like a huge guy. Like Embiid, that's the problem with Embiid. Like this guy, he gets hurt.
Can't stay healthy. I said about Embiid's injury too. Like you don't even know when Embiid is injured. He just the game ends and it's like, yeah, Embiid's out for the next game. Like,
well, he looks hurt half the game.
I know you never know. Like there's never like a big thing. He's just they've been
giving him shit too. I mean, listen, me now, Bob, where you grew up, this is like Knicks fever is insane right now. Like it that's all you hear about now around here is the Knicks. And rightfully so. They're up 3-0. They're crushing the Sixers. They look like the Knicks may win the East.
I think they can.
And I mean, even on radio, so Tiki Barber called Joel Embiid a bitch this week. It was like the biggest thing. Damn. And like, yeah. Like Tiki they Barber? Are just, yeah, this New Tiki York Barber. Philly rivalry thing is just, it's pretty crazy. And then you got Philly radio going back at Tiki. It's crazy.
Dude, I would want to go to a Knicks playoff game. You know, I'm not a huge live events guy. Fuck crazy. Man. It looks so much fun in there. It's crazy. Something we got to discuss. I know EA is behind the ones and twos, and it you know, the D-man.
He's taking his licks this week, Bob.
He is. I know we say it like every week, and he does. And look, I said I'll go hand up in the sense of I told EA, I said on the Brently Dumb Show, like on the accounts, like let's get active on there. Like let's start firing some stuff the old on there.
Conductor
like
of chaos.
He started firing, you know, some good like thumbnail stuff. Like let's get active on those accounts a little bit. And we're on our way home. And Joe, I just saw the thumbnail they did of his blow up. A clip just post of him blowing up on Bob the Sports.
By the way, then, great clip.
Great clip. Oh,
really good amazing. Clip, Joe.
When he funny holds up the mic, it's
oh, dude. When he just starts talking gibberish, like he was so flustered, he was just like, "That was Joe." That was so funny, though, bro.
And
that
then
was
so funny. He takes the divot with his putter. Yeah. It's the greatest shit of all time. But then EA drops the clip and Dash DeMar returns. So we're gonna play the clip of Dash DeMar for the YouTube viewers out there. And so go ahead, let's play the Dash DeMar clip.
Sometimes to get to heaven, you gotta go through hell first. Try out, impress the scouts, pray you get drafted. Madden NFL, the ultimate judge. EA Sports. It's in the game. Rated E for everyone.
It's just like you turn the mic.
Oh my god. Yo, listen. First
you
of all,
you started this.
Here we go.
Yeah, you got to release. The thing was, so it clearly is
when people AI. See the Mona Lisa, they say, "Oh, it was Leonardo da Vinci." They don't say, "Oh, it was rendered by so and so after years of reconstruction." It was created and conducted by Leonardo da Vinci. And you, my friend, Leonardo de Bear Down over there, fucking created Dash DeMar. And
Leonardo
I know.
DeCuzzi.
Yeah, listen, well, I know that you put in listen, the AI in the in.
I
in,
did
in the
not. Skirt. Listen, I did
huge.
Not.
Huge. Girthy.
I put massive. I didn't.
Fat.
I didn't put fat.
Humongous.
I didn't put fat. I did not
what,
put fat.
What did you
cellulite?
I think, to my recollection, To my recollection.
That is such bullshit.
To my recollection. Now, Bob, we're talking. This is a while ago. A lot of things have happened since this. A lot of things.
He's 40 now, Bob. His memory's a little shaky.
Yes, that's correct. You'll be there soon, too. Don't start talking. You're right there. You're right around the corner, Pete.
Go 40th.
I think that I put in that prompt, from my recollection, I put big burly man running the combine. Burly. But
Big burly man.
If you look at him in that video, you can't tell me that you wouldn't want that guy anchoring your O line for the next decade. Because looks like a problem. He looks like a guy that's squatting 700. Benching 425.
Yeah, running at 8.84.
No, Joe. He looks like an athlete, Dash DeMar. He looks like he's a big boy. He's a big boy.
Yeah, EA was shook too. Like I told EA, I said he's not gonna care. Like you can go, like he asked me, he's like, is it good to fire it up? I was like, yeah, like he's not gonna care.
Whoa, wait. You gave the nuclear codes for that?
He gave the green light.
Yeah.
This changes. I thought he went rogue on you know what now?
This makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
This is a Bobo effect now. No. I did not know you gave him the green light.
Yeah, he did ask me. I said, yeah, I don't think he was going to care. I didn't think.
Look at this.
Yeah, Joe, I honestly didn't. Sometimes I have a hard time. No, it's not a pretzel. It's not a pretzel.
You can wave that pretzel all day long, Michael. This is one of the biggest.
Here.
I thought, and by the way, EA came like really apologetic to me, and I was
I felt bad when I saw it.
I'm not. I like to make a stir in the group chat, but like I don't give a shit. At the end of the day, I've gotten way worse. He's a good guy, and he was really worried that I was truly upset. To know that Bob gave the green light, that is truly diabolical. Because when I was going at him in the group chat, Bob was nowhere to be found. You were letting me give him his licks.
You know what Bob's favorite thing is to do, Joe? You ever notice that Bob is like, he'll call out that it was a bang job. He'll be like, he got absolutely flamed on this one. But in the midst of saying that, he's showing what the bang job was. Like, the bang job can't escape. It's not like he's referring to it and not showing it. He loves to talk about how badly you got banged, but he's going to show everyone continually what it was on purpose.
It's a reverberating bang job.
Sometimes you don't know, like, even Jet had texted me after, like, with the thumbnail. He's like, is he actually mad? I was like, I don't think so. Like, there's times where it is hard to tell if Joe's actually mad. What I had read from that situation, I didn't think he was actually mad. I think there was just the day had led up to so many bang jobs, but I didn't think he was actually pissed. So, yeah, I'll go double hand.
By the way, Bob's like, what a bang job when, like, hours earlier he reposted AI images of
me with
I look like I was 450.
Yeah, it's just been an impossible day for the D-man. Have to feel for him so much. This is after 20 stories he puts up of the guy getting absolutely fricasseed all over the fucking internet.
He'll share to our group chat, oh, this is a tough one, and be like, Cutsy's now the fattest and worst golfer of all time. It's like, thanks, Bob, for re-shining a light on that, you know?
Mikey, we talked a little bit on the Bob to Sports podcast. Like, that was also, like, the thing that kind of built up, like, we did a meet and greet at this country club where, like, big for the drink, have a day for the drink, and it was fine. Like, it was a lunch setting, but, like, these kids come up to us, like younger kids, like their mom said, like, you know, we took them out of school for this. So we're like, oh, cool. Like, that's the signs of math.
Oh, man.
They're like little piranhas, Mike.
And they go up to Joe. They're like little piranhas, he said. They go up to Joe. I hear them. I'm taking it. There was a time in the middle of it where I'm like, I have to shit so bad. Yeah, like, yeah. I had to shit. So I went over and I went to go shit, and I'm sitting in the stall, and I hear these kids come in, and they're like, I think he's fatter than Fat Perez. Like, and they're talking about whether he's bigger. And I am in the stall. I have my shirt in my mouth. And these kids go out there and straight up say to Joe, are you fatter than Fat Perez? and he handled it like a champ.
And I said, you know what? It's hard to factor in. There's a lot of variables. The bottom line is we're both fat, and I need to make some changes.
Wow.
And we laughed, and it was funny. But the same kid went up to Bob and had a video of him shanking the ball. He goes, is this you? I'm like, yeah. Some people just want to watch the world burn. Dude, and at a young age, too.
He looked at me.
Who's the kid? Justin Rose? What does he fucking mean? I mean, what the fuck are we talking about?
He just looked at me. He's like, hey, is this you? And it's me cold shanging the ball. Granted, there's a lot of them. And I was like, yeah, that's me. He's like, good, I thought so. I'm like, yo,
man, just really. I have said this to Holly multiple times. Like, children are so adorable and cute up to a certain age. And then when they hit, like, I'm going to say when they go to like 9 years old, and from 9 to basically the end of high school, kids fucking suck. Like, they suck. Like, they really do. Like, most of them. Now, there's high school.
Finding themselves.
Yeah, high school exceptions. There's high school exceptions, but most of the time, like, that age range is very tough. Like, unless they're your kids, because they're yours, so obviously you love them. Like, you don't want to be around kids that age. It's just, they're brutal. They're just brutal.
Mikey, I even have in the hater series, I have kids who are, like, 15, 16 years old who are coming at me, like, fucking vicious. And I'm like, I'm straight up not going to face off against a minor. I'm not going to do it. Like, what, are you out of your mind? They're like, you scared, bro? You scared? I'm like, I'm not scared.
Ladies and gentlemen. And you know what time of the week it is. It's time to tell you that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our great friends. Not our good friends, our great friends over at SeatGeek. And SeatGeek right now, the number one rated ticketing app for a reason. Millions of downloads of this app. That's why it's number one. Over 70,000 live listed events at all times on there. You put in your geolocation and they got everything there right for you. The sports, the concerts, the special events, anything and everything in your area. And now especially MLB season, full swing. Let's go to a Yankee game. Let's go to a Mets game. Let's go to a Padres game. Let's go to a Mariners game. Wherever you're located, you get on the SeatGeek app. You get the best price for your tickets. Take the whole family. That's what I'm going to do. NFL schedule release for our football guys out there right around the corner. You're going to want to get on SeatGeek to get those NFL tickets. SeatGeek always has your back. You know that the ticket is a good price because of their scale. They rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. Look for those green dots, again, like the traffic light. If it's a green dot, green means go, red means stop. Think about it before you pull the trigger there. And of course, we have a code for you guys. You could use code DUMB10. That's code DUMB10 for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. Thank you so much to our friends and proud sponsor over at SeatGeek. Joe versus a high school kid in golf would fucking, it would do, I don't even know what it would do. I don't even know. I would have to go. I would go just to watch it live. I'd have to insist on just being there to watch it live.
That's better than Strickland Jemiah.
Yeah, like, I agree.
That's insane, Bob. You're out of your mind, man.
That would be
fighting awesome. Out of the blue corner.
Bob and Chet also want to find a female hater to go at me.
It's the greatest series in the world. That's my dream job, is just to do like that hater series, just having that. Like, that's what I want to do. So I would rather do that.
Do you know
than
how
not
sick
play.
Of a comment that is, Bob? Your dream job is just to watch Joe get put in a torture chamber every Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's more
to
so
some
like,
extent. Yeah,
I like hosting that. Like, I like stirring the pot, getting that going. Like, really, like hosting that, I enjoy. Like,
they are great.
Like it's the best. Mikey V, I think you got
to
read.
All right, today's episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our friends over at Quince. Joey D could tell you all about Quince. He's got some of their luxurious linens, I believe, in his closet. But Quince has all the wardrobe staples you need for the spring or for the summer. 100% European linen shorts and shirts that I just referred to, starting at only $34. So very, very smart price to market. Lightweight, breathable, comfortable, still look put together and clean. 100% Pima cotton tees with a softness that has to be felt to be believed. Listen, Joe did buy one of the cashmere sweaters. The thing is beautiful.
Mongolian cashmere. Very
nice. Mongolian. There you go. It's Mongolian cashmere. So refresh your everyday with luxury you'll actually use. Head on over to quince.com/dumb. for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Joseph's native Canada. That's quince.com/dumb for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/dumb.
Yeah, and the Brilliantly Dumb Show is also brought to you by Quo. Today's episode is brought to you by Quo.
The business communication system built so you never miss a call. Your entire team can handle calls and texts from one shared number, so no more missed messages or dropped conversations. Everyone sees the full thread, replies are faster, and customers are feel taken care of. Quo is the number one rated business phone system on G2 with over 3,000 reviews. Built for how modern teams work, more than 90,000 businesses. Money is on the line. Always say hello with Quo. Try Quo for free. Plus, get 20% off your first 6 months when you go to quo.com/DUMB. That's quo.com/DUMB. Business communications made easier for Quo.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. The next hater we have, Mikey, is I interviewed him yesterday. He's got the greatest name.
I really
he's DMing me already, Bob.
I would love to be on those interviews, by the way.
Oh,
just
Mikey,
to hear those interviews.
I would love that. You mark my words. The next one we do, I'll go on with it. Because Jet stopped going on to those. He doesn't like the, I don't want to say tension, because there's not tension really on the call with them. He doesn't go on the calls anymore. I would have you on the call, absolutely.
I think I'd be a credible source to vet people.
Think so, because you know Joe, too. You know Correct. Joe better than most. So yes. This guy's name is Denton Doggett. Denton Doggett. He's got like a southern
Double
draw.
D.
Man. Like some of these guys, they get in front of, like, I thought Joe Bryce Pongs, and I saw him on the range. It's like these guys are really good. They're definitely a better handicap than Joe. It's just they get in front of the camera, and it really levels it out. And yeah. You know, the credit to Joe on that series, like the guy that we interviewed, I was going to buy the D-Man with that series is I showed Joe this guy's handicap, and it was like a 3, and he doesn't care. Like a lot of people would be like, all right, we want to do, I see hater series where it's the same handicap. You know, people question if Joe's handicap is what it is, which it is. We throw 2s at him. We throw 3s at him. He doesn't care. Like he does not care. And you could look at like the Moose episode and say, oh, he wasn't a 3. From what I saw on the range, he was the handicap that he said. He just went out there and fucking shit the bed in front of the camera.
Yeah, understand.
There's an element too where you're nervous because like you're on camera. You know, there's an advantage that actually plays into my hand, which I haven't taken an actual advantage of, but yeah, we'll see. I think it's a good series. We need to get some better golf played, but yeah, we'll see what happens. And Mikey, you do know me better than most people. I think we've spent a lot of time lately.
I'm bringing you on the next one. 100%.
No, I find the hater series to be the most entertaining thing, in my opinion, only because I don't care about the golf whatsoever. It's just all about the back and forth, because it's just when you get Joe riled up and he starts, like, you just don't know what he's going to say. Like, you just don't. He's never going to say anything like bad, but I'm just saying, you just don't know what's going to come out. And to watch these people try and keep up with him in terms of the back and forth is like, you know, it's funny to be on the outside looking at that instead of in the pod where we're always at each other all the time.
I haven't gone at you in a long time, Mikey. We've had some. I'm just saying we've had.
What has it been? 1 week? 2 weeks?
No, it's been a while. I don't think we've had any. Bob actually said, you know, shockingly enough, you and Mikey haven't had any animosity on the pod as of
late. I'm going to tell you this. He's not happy about that. He's not happy about that. I got news for
him. I don't know if he was going to segue to say, how come you guys aren't getting after each other? I love Michael dearly. He's a good friend. Now, there's times where I like to bust his balls, but, you know, it's all comes out of love, you know?
Yeah.
That's correct.
I feel like if you're not a good friends with somebody, like, you should be able to bust each other's balls.
Oh, 100%.
Like, part 100%. Of the, you know.
100%.
You know. 100%. So, by the way, Mikey's coming back in town, Bob. We're going to see him again soon.
Yeah.
Palm Beach resident.
Monday. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. I tell you what, that's going to be.
You could file your taxes in Florida, Mikey.
I think I can.
I should just set up a bed and breakfast.
I do feel bad.
Casa de Cuxi is.
I do feel bad.
Nicole said to me, she's like, so what night is Mikey coming in? I got to wash the sheets. I was like, why? He was the last one to use them.
That's fair.
You still have like the gift bag that she put on his bed, you know?
Well, Joe is very, very. Yeah, by the way, I mean, you go to the DeMar house, it is like staying at like the. Like Like the way Nicole prepares things, it's like staying at the Four Seasons. Well, it's unbelievable.
You know what's going to be nice is we have, not to cut you off, but we have the photo shoot at his house. Like, I can't wait to go.
I read
there.
The script. It's absurd.
Is it really?
It is.
That
it
brothers
is,
thing.
It's
yeah.
out. Yeah. Then there's another one where like I'm a drill. Well, you got to read the other one. It's insane. It's fucking
Billy Bean.
Billy's sick. He's a sick guy. He's a sick fuck. Love the Bean, but he's sick.
He does all of my Arby's ads, and he's so good at it. So he, in his backyard, he has this whole golf course, like a chipping thing, and he calls it Arby's National because, like, it was from the payments of Arby's. Yeah, and so he calls it, like, it's Malton National for his last name, but then it's, like, the house that Arby's built or
we
something.
We do that
like,
all the time, though. Remember, you used to bust my balls about that.
By the way, I didn't say promo code BDS on the Prize Picks to really get in on the movement as well. They got some fun stuff coming up. Hole-in-one challenge, free throw challenge is going to be coming up.
More eating. We're going to do
more eating challenges. Oh. They love those eating challenge. It was funny to see, like, their CMO like so into it, like just absolutely loving it. And of course I really rev it up. I'm like, Mikey, see how much they love the eating challenges?
Bro, these guys like that was the first, like it's just so like it's I can't take another like random like dude from my kid's school just coming up to me and like basically telling me like you're so good at being fat. Like that's basically
filter anymore, man.
It's not the kids, it's the kids' fathers, Joe. It's the kids' fathers. And they don't say that, but so, like the first thing they want to talk about is how fast like I ate a big arch. And I'm like, come on, man.
You reached out to Joey Chestnut yet?
Yeah,
that's no, big. Was I supposed to? Oh, yeah,
no, not officially yet. We got time for football season.
Yeah,
we got to do it during football.
It might be one of those things too, where like he just doesn't unload like unless it's for competition. Like it'd be like,
oh, I'm sure he'll unload.
What if I start talking shit to him?
That'd be pretty good.
I mean, it'd be suicidal by me, but for the show, I mean, it's good for the show.
Yeah, not a bad idea. All right, let's get into the buy or sell. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Let's head on over. Let's start with PDD. PDD, what do you have for us?
Oh, I have a major, major sell this year, this week. I'm selling the NHL, the lottery that they still have. I don't understand why we're still doing a fucking lottery in 2026. The Canucks finished last place by almost 20 points from the next team. Worst team in the NHL, wasn't close, dumpster fire, lost our best defenseman, one of the top players in the NHL. Just a rebuild needs to happen. And I got news for you. This Penn State kid, Gavin McKenna, who's coming up, going to be the first pick overall. They're arguably saying he's going to be like the next Crosby, like the next. Like
I said, the same thing about the kid from Chicago too, though. That the
Black but Hawks give him
and he's awesome. Him, he's awesome, and they said the same thing about Jack Hughes, and he's awesome. But
give him time, and I really believe this Gavin McKenna is going to be a generational talent. Okay. Canucks had a 25%, a one in four chance of getting the first pick overall. We landed with the third pick. Yes. And the Toronto Maple Leafs end up getting a generational talent. They had an 8% chance of getting him. It's just, it's insane. You know, like the NFL, you're the worst team, you get the first pick. Any other fucking league, why are we doing lotteries? There's need for it.
The NBA still does it too.
Yeah, NBA, well, then they should get rid of it too. It's absurd.
I mean, they talk about like they do that in an effort so like a team can't purposely tank. And in the NBA, they talk about it often is just tank your way to the fucking number one overall pick. But hockey, these guys don't fucking tank. These guys are nuts.
The like, Canucks guys, at the end of the season were fighting for their
they
lives.
By the way, the Canucks at the end of the season were a fun team to bet. They were scoring fucking 4 or 5 goals a game. They were very fun.
Hockey guys don't quit. They're not like going to just throw up a white flag. They're going to go out there night in, night out. I know. Brock
That's
Besser,
you.
The
That's
guys,
you,
I talked to them. They still take it seriously. They have a lot of pride. And for us to get so fucking screwed – first on Hughes leaving, and now we don't get McKenna.
Yeah,
and it's Quinn, like that would have been.
By the way,
is lighting it up.
Oh my god! Of course he is. He glides like fucking Jesus on.
How
the,
have we
on
not
the...
had Jack Eichel yet, fellas? I mean, we.
Well, Bob,
get
they're
Jack...
in the midst of a playoff run right now.
That's
They look tremendous. Him and Stone have been.
Yeah, they finally hit. They finally hit the fucking over last night. The one time I don't put out the Ducks, night's over. They hit the over. I did put it. We did get the Canadians, though. Thank God, the Canadians overcame in. So that was
no one likes a hockey over quite like Mikey V.
Joe put me on the hockey overs last NHL playoffs, and I'll ride it into the dirt until I'm dead. I'll just
there was one that was so high it was like screaming for you to take the under, and Mikey had the balls. He still took the over, and it didn't come in, but it was like
that was Ducks Oilers 7.5, and it landed on 7.
Joe had a Jet texted him like one of Jet's fucking theories about game seven unders. Like he's like, you know, take the under game seven, and it was a fucking bloodbath.
Wait,
like,
in hockey even, or basketball?
No, NBA.
Theories again.
He messaged me out of the blue. He goes, "It's game seven tonight. You know what that means?" I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "The under never misses." And of course we lost.
Dude, we were talking to the Prize Picks guys who like one of their first employees who would set the lines. And Jet was talking to him like about his theory of how, like, you know, his system. And he looked at him, he's like, "Yeah, like you're a dream for us. You're exactly the guy that these people want." Like, yeah.
You know, he's like, "We need to get you on a podcast."
It's just the worst. I love him to death, but you watch your friend just struggle and just lose.
He's so reluctant to ride our plays too.
It's infuriating.
And we ride him all the time.
That's the weird thing is that he doesn't just ride. That's the weird part.
Sometimes he does.
Yeah, if you're not on his play, then he won't go on to your play. He doesn't care if you have the opposite guy. He'll take the opposite guy.
Well, that March Madness clip was one of the best. I mean, I know it's fucked up, but that was one of the best clips I thought from that whole weekend when you guys were
Kentucky
on that.
Kentucky from court.
Were you guys on the under or were you on just Kentucky?
Less than points. No,
less you're on the less than, and Jet hit his face when they hit that three
because
at the buzzer.
That tied the game to go to overtime.
Yeah,
so
you're
the game would have been over.
Yeah, cooked.
And so he got that to make a half court prayer like that was just such a punch to the gonads, man.
that was funny.
And Jet wasn't even watching because he thought he had lost.
He hit his face in the pillow.
And then
that was the best part
from the pillow. He's like,
"Yeah, it was a good clip. Good clip."
Yeah. I got a sell that I don't think a lot of people are going to like.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to sit here and say I haven't had some good ones because I have. I just think they have an issue with bread ricotta is focaccia bread on sandwiches. Like everybody's pointing me to these different sandwich shops. Like you got to go here and they're all focaccia based. Like what happened to the long hoagie roll? It's these focaccia places. And I don't mind. I'm not going to say that it's not good because it is, but like, there's two to get the meat to bread ratio with focaccia is just so hard to do because it overtakes the sandwich. And again, I will eat it and I do like it, but not the way that I like a sub roll. And then they look at you when you ask for the sub roll and they're like so upset that you're not doing the focaccia. It happened that there's a new place, Joe, right by us that everybody's talking about.
Javelina.
And I went in. Javelina's amazing. They do both. They do recommend the focaccia for certain sandwiches, but then there's some sandwiches where they recommend the sub. So I'm fine with that. I went into this place the other day. Everybody's talking about it, and I asked if he could do a sub roll. He's like, "You really want to do that?" It's like, "Yeah, are we not doing that, right?" It's like, we really recommend the focaccia. So it's like, "All right, I'll take the focaccia." And it's just like, the focaccia is so, it's such a thick
it's
bread.
It's like having to bite through two sponges to get to the meat.
That's exactly right.
Michael. Yeah. I hear
and
you.
Again, I can't stress enough because people are like, "Bob, focaccia is great." Like,
he's not wrong. It's thick. I feel like focaccia too cuts the roof of your mouth when you bite into it a little bit.
Yeah, Michael. Yes. What do you think about that, Pete?
I like focaccia a lot. Have you ever toasted the focaccia though? Because then it's really nice.
It's like biting into razor blades though.
No, not like a harsh grill. Like a little, just a little sear. Like so, it just has a little crispness to it. Because for me, the one thing I don't like with the sandwich on the focaccia is it's kind of spongy. It's kind of like very chewy.
Yeah,
I like a crisp, like crunch to a sub normally.
For me, it's like if you're gonna do the focaccia. First of all, it should be a panini style sandwich, not like a traditional cold cut sandwich. That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
100%.
A panini style sandwich and press it. If you press it, you get the press
really
panini.
Good.
That changes the whole kit and caboodle. When
changes the game. Agree. I'll tell you an issue with the panini, though, is the panini never fills you up. It's like a bagel. If you have one, you know, choose too much.
We are so fat, man.
It's one and a half. It's one and a half.
I will say which the bread that we had at the Danny and Coop's at Semolina that they bake, that might be some of the best bread that I've ever had. Angelo's, now Danny and Coop's, that bread is
when the bread is spectacular, it almost doesn't even matter what's inside of it. When the bread is that good, when it's at a certain level where you're like, this bread is just so fucking good, they could put dog shit on the sandwich and you'd still say, this is, I'm serious. That's how sick
100%. That is. Dude, that cheesesteak, Joe, was like, what a treat that was.
Oh,
like,
so nice.
You can't have it every day because it just, it fucks up your whole day. But like, bro, that was one of the greatest.
I was adding sweet peppers and hot peppers and had onions in there. Oh, man, it was so good.
You know what's funny, Mikey? You know what you said? It was so true. On a grill, when you make the cheesesteak, that no matter how many cheeses you put on there, you can't get. I looked because they took us through the kitchen. I was so curious to look. I went to see how much cheese they got because they had.
How disturbing
was it? The amount of cheese slices that has to go on there.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's like you got to use a wheel of cheese for one sandwich. It's fucking insane. And then when you put up, like, you try to do like a nice story of a homemade Philly cheesesteak, it always looks terrible because it never looks like the cheese amount is never correct. But like you have to get dairy poisoning to put the right amount of cheese on it.
It's you almost have to do it on that griddle kind of style, like that they do it on. Where,
that's what I do it on, the Blackstone, but it doesn't matter.
The Blackstone?
Joe, I swear to God, the last cheesesteaks I made, I put an entire, like a package of the sleeves, I put all of them on there and you still didn't see any of it. It's just fucking insane.
I'm telling you why.
I think the meat soaks it up or something.
It does. It does. While I was eating the cheesesteak, I was thinking of Mikey saying that and I was looking at how much cheese you could see in this. I was like, you know what? I know we got to go back through the kitchen. I have to see how much cheese they put on there. And I went, and I'm telling you, man.
So what was it, though? Like, what was it? Just slice after slice after slice after slice?
Yeah,
like,
to the point where you can't even see the meat for a little while. Like, you don't even know the meat's there.
Yo, that's crazy, bro.
But like, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's the best. Yeah, it's the best.
The amount of calories that sandwich has to be is...
I bet you could look it up.
Yeah, you don't want to, though.
Yeah, I would be... No, I don't know. Will they... I don't know.
They have to.
We had a dinner last night for my mom's birthday. On the fucking dessert menu, they put the calories.
Yo.
The banana Foster was like 2,500
calories. I saw a reel on TikTok. This guy has like his table divided with like just a divider. And he has 2,700 calories on the one. He's putting fruits.
Yes. I've seen in the clear, like
bins. So he gets all the way up to 2,700.
It's disgusting. It's
like, there's enough food that you could literally feed a family of 20. Yes, there's vegetables, fruit. And then on the other side, he puts one bag of Doritos.
Yeah. He'll put like four Cheez-Its, two Oreos. It's fucking disgusting, bro. It's so bad. And it's true. That's how we eat. It's so bad.
Thing. They ranked the
go ahead.
The top 10 worst snacks for you, and the number one thing
was
the nacho cheese Dorito. Man, it is like eating fire. Like you just
it's so good.
It is tremendous.
Our cool ranch, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I like the purple bag, Pete.
Oh, the sweet chili.
Sweet chili. Dude. Yeah, that is. That's a good one.
It's a little tingler.
Yeah,
a little tingler. It's a little mood for you.
Yeah.
Have you seen Mood Dude lately? Holy crap!
Yeah, Mood is.
Mood's
off.
I thought he was on a weight loss.
Well, that's what you guys were talking about calorie counting. There's a guy. He calls himself the Macro Guy, and he comments on every Mood video with the calorie breakdown. It is spectacular. It's spectacular. So much so that people in the comments, if he's not in there, they ask for him. They're like, where is Macro Guy to count these calories? Mood's off the rails. He's done. I think it was all rage bait. Unless like, listen, for some people, it's really, I don't want to make fun of it because he, like, for some people, like, it is like a disease. Like, they can't stop eating. And I think this guy really, like, it's a legitimate problem. He cannot stop eating. Yeah,
but he's doing, like, sponsorships and stuff. So that's what I thought.
He's making money, but that's feeding the fuel to not do the right thing. You know what I mean?
He also bought a small vehicle for himself. He bought like a small little electric Mustang. He barely. Did you see the one where it was on the,
he did.
On
he
the
bought
passenger
like a,
seat?
He bought like a tiny white Mustang sedan, like electric white Mustangs. He can't. He's huge.
Did you
bro.
See the one
he's
where huge. He had the camera on the passenger seat and it was facing upward and his shirt wasn't even down? I was like, oh my. Yeah. Speaking of mood, though, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by Mood. Not that mood, but a whole nother mood. A mood that will get you in a good mood with our cannabis. All right. A lot of people don't realize it, but hemp-derived cannabis products, things like THC gummies, which we know a thing or two about, edibles, pre-rolls, oh my, flower, and more. Mood, you guys, are still completely legal to buy online, and Mood makes it incredibly easy. Everything ships discreetly straight to your door. I tried their chill-out gummies, super smooth, perfect for unwinding at the end of a long week. Lord knows we had that recently. So go ahead and use Mood, 20% off your entire purchase for first-time buyers. Use code DUMB, because Lord knows we are. D-U-M-B, code DUMB at checkout. That's Mood, getting you in a better mood.
The Brilliant Dumb Show is also brought to you by
Pepsi. Oh, damn. Yo, we're going to get lit up again, bro.
Fucking
Bob chill. Made a promise that he couldn't keep.
Yo, dude. Yo.
I told you. We have to. They already sold a lot of the slots, so we just have to get through.
Gotta get through it. Gotta power through.
You shouldn't have promised less ad reads 2 weeks ago.
I should. It was too early to do that. It was hand up. It was too early to do that. 100%.
I actually it's sick enough, but I'm siding with the audience on this one. Like, we made a promise, and we've been just laying on the ad.
You know what we'll do? You know what we're gonna do?
Oh, don't.
No,
don't,
see, now.
Don't make a promise, Bob, until we know we can.
We're turning off the AdSense for this one. We're turning off the AdSense.
Well, that's silly. Why would we? We're still doing the ad reads.
We're doing the ad reads, but the AdSense that goes through the YouTube.
Yeah, but at this point, we made the people listen to the ad reads. We might as well keep the
ads. Well, they're
going to
get the ads, but now they're not getting the extra ads that come where they have to skip.
Oh,
it.
I see. Yeah. Okay, I agree.
No, Bone, let's do no AdSense on this episode. Wow. I think it's the right thing for this. Brought to you by Pesty, ladies and gentlemen. Bug season is here. You know it. Jupiter, Florida, nothing worse than bug season. Going in the pool, getting the bugs. Pesty has got you covered. Easy and fast application. Never worry about the bugs again. Now is the time to get Pesty. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs, from spiders, ants, roaches, and scorpions.
When have you ever seen a scorpion?
Never once in my life.
Oh, remember in Hulk when he goes, the blue box, the blue box, and then they put the little scorpions inside
in Hook. Yes, in Hook.
Pesty offers 100% bug free guarantee or your money back. If the bugs don't go away, you'll get a full refund. Keep the bugs away. Come on, man. Keep the bugs away. Oh, come on, man. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to Pesty.com/dumb for an extra 10% off your order. That's Pesty.com/dumb for an extra 10% off. Say goodbye to bugs with Pesty. No AdSense this week. I'm sorry, boys. It is the right thing to do. Dog. Joe is right, though. To be honest, I did promise it too soon, because then I called the egg company. They had already sold those. So we just got to wait. It's another like 4 episodes till we go down.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
Another month.
Then you figure by All-Star break, we'll be done.
Yeah, then we go from four reads to 3 max. So sometimes it'll be 1,
that's
2
fair.
Max.
That's fair.
No AdSense this that's week fair. Is the that's right fair. Thing to do. But he's right. It was too early. I didn't know that. I do apologize, but we're very cognizant of it. We get it. And I think the goal is to get the big sponsorships and then do less. But
correct.
You know, we got to support the show still at the same time.
My sell this week is going to be a lack of public garbage cans. Okay? And I tweeted about this the other day. There is a serious concern out there. I have, Bob. I don't know if you guys have noticed it. When you used to walk around storefronts, when you used to go to like a CVS or a Walgreens, a drugstore or one of these, like a bank, there always was a public trash can in front of any storefront. Any storefront I could remember, there was garbage cans.
Yeah, I agree with you here.
They're all gone. They're all gone. You can't find any. There's no public trash cans. You know, you pull up in your car, you inevitably have like that empty bottle of soda or the empty coffee cup or something like that. And you take it out of the car thinking, no problem, I'm going to throw this out in the trash can that's available 100%. To me when I go into the store that I'm going to spend money in. There's no trash cans outside. They're all gone. Michael. Thank you. Bob, I don't know if you've noticed this, but it is despicable.
We were almost as much in New York as
the last cell that I had.
At the Denny,
this is despicable.
Danny and Coops were in New York, and we saw a garbage can, and Bob went to go throw something in it, and it was bolted down so you couldn't even use it.
That's where New York City's gone too. It's like, it's crazy.
Like I think it's a combination of like obviously people abusing the free trash can system. They probably, you know, people probably dump God knows what in there. Okay, they fucked up. Then they probably, another thing is they don't want to pay the people that have to empty it. That's fucked up. But there is a serious lack of public trash cans. It's an epidemic. It's out there and it's a
problem. Squirtle went out outside of Bob HQ to throw some stuff away, just to throw a trash bag away, and he didn't know it was the other unit's trash can dumpster, and the guy came out and he's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm just throwing the trash away." He's like, "That's not your garbage." It's like, bro, like,
it's
like you could have been nicer about it. Like, hey, like I didn't know we have to order our own dumpster, which fine, we'll do it. But like,
imagine if that was the D-man throwing that trash can out.
Oh, it would have been a whole different breakdown. That would have been
real good.
Yeah, man.
Well, why
I actually
did it come in so hot. Like what's wrong?
No, with I agree. There's just no need for it. I hit up our landlord for Bob HQ, and I was just looking at it. And I was like, fuck, man. Like, what if we had more space?
Well, Bob.
And I called I texted the landlord, and I was like, hey, Rich, like, do you if one of these units next to us come available, do you think you could let me know? Wow. And he's like, funny enough, like one of them actually just did. And I was like, what the fuck did I just do?
Because we got a fun factory going on.
I know.
What else are you going to add?
I know. And of course he was like, oh yeah, like we got one open up. And I'm like, no, we're not even done. Like, no, we can't. Like, what else would you possibly, I guess the only thing we don't have is like a chipping green.
I was going to build a chapel and have his wedding in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what, you're not missing anything, dude.
Correct. He's going to have a bowling alley.
Unless you wanted to do a full court basketball, but there's nobody running full court sprints in our fucking group right now. So that's out.
No,
that's out.
Especially when we played that game. I just couldn't believe we had only been playing for like 3 minutes. And
I was fucking sucking wind myself.
The funniest thing was watching Mikey and Joe guard each other, because like Joe plays basketball the exact way you would expect. Like, he will hack the living shit out of you. Like, you better be ready to get fucking physical.
Well, no easy layups, Bob. If you're going to go up, you're going to at least go to the line.
Dude, he would have 4 fouls in a minute if you have him in a game. Like, he would be. We've said it before.
Bears all used to say that.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, he would.
Before the end of the first quarter.
Immediately.
I have a fun ask Bob this week.
Me too, this week. I think mine's going to be fucking awesome.
I feel that in the air. Because from I could see the light bulbs go off in your guys' head after last
the
week.
The pictures is game-changing. I have a picture as well. It's just game-changing.
Now, what we do need to do is we need Bob to, like, exit for a second just so we can discuss our pictures.
Yeah, I think people appreciated that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just make sure. Right. Yeah, you guys are telling the audience, obviously, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll step it away.
Just out of the room. So he can't see, because he could still look at the. I see,
but
he's not out of the room.
I'm going to ask him what these two tools are. Name those two tools. Can you see the one?
Yeah, there you go.
Name those two tools. Yeah. I mean, he's going to know who that is, Joe. I hope he's going to know.
So
he thought the guy was on Mount Rushmore.
Explain the tools to the people listening so people can hear what you have.
So basically, I showed Joe a picture of her.
One second.
Jesus.
I showed Joe a picture of a wrench and a pair of pliers. So we want to see Bobby Handyman's.
And then what did I show you, Michael?
He showed me a picture of Al Gore. Now, if Bob doesn't get Al Gore after putting Al Gore on his Mount Rushmore, well, it'll exactly be one of the worst botches in the history of
Ask Bob. That's why I'm doing it. Smart. Okay, Bob, come on in.
Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
I think we'll save yours for the end. Okay, Bob. Today's Ask Bob is Bobby Vilas. Handyman Bob. Bob, I would like you to name the two tools pictured in this picture. Oh,
fuck me, bro. This is going to be...
Oh.
Man. So smart.
What?
It was so smart to do this.
Oh. Would you like to call a task rabbit, Bob?
This is going to be one of the very worst. Well,
you're going to get one of them.
This sure could be unreal. Why don't we start with the orange handle instrument?
That's not where I wanted to start.
Okay, you can start with the other one, the red handles. That's fine.
This is going to be so bad. I think I have the orange handle, actually.
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
Orange handle monkey wrench?
Well, it's a wrench, so I'll take wrench. It's acceptable. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Wrench.
Oh,
okay.
My, huge start for you, Bob.
There no, you problem with the monkey wrench.
A wrench for monkeys.
So that is right. We're counting
yes,
as right.
Yes, right. Yes, yes.
You said wrench. I think that's fine.
I have what I think the red is.
Go ahead.
And I know it can be really bad. I have it. There's nothing else coming. This was really smart. I knew it right when I saw it. It was such a good thing to do. Because it's just so bad, man. I'm going to say the red is shears.
Oh, dude. Shears. God, that is more than... No, Bob, the answer we were looking for is pliers. Pliers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the plier.
Big shears.
Yeah. Hold on. Hal, I think the hedges need trimming. Let me go get the fucking shears out. To... Oh, the rose bush needs tending. Oh, the shears and the pliers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Mr. Shire, the plier.
Somebody give me the landscaper.
All right, now, Bob. Joe's is really, it is, I'm going to say this.
Whoa, don't give him anything.
I'm not giving him any hints, but it is absolutely critical. This is maybe the most important Ask Bob question of all
doesn't
time.
Doesn't matter. It's like I just bang myself well, the
shears,
there.
Shears that's was good. Shears was good. Here we go.
Brutal.
All right,
here
Bob.
We go. I have all the faith in the world for Bob
God
here. All the
it,
faith
bro.
In the
that's
world here.
That's going to be so bad.
Shears. All right, Bobby. Oh, nay. I need you to bounce back.
I got to lock back in.
Okay. You got to lock
this is,
back
this
in.
Is, this is big very, one. This is very important.
This is a big one. All right, Bob. We've asked... Okay, I'm not even going to preface. I'm just going to ask you this. Who is this gentleman? Oh, that's me.
That was
who
so good.
Who is this gentleman, Bob? You see the United States flag in the background, very kept together, put together well.
That's my guy.
There you go.
That's Al Gore.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my yeah. guy. Right.
I had to ask Thank because... God. The Thank Mount God. Rushmore, I was like, if yeah, Bob that, doesn't know what Al Gore looks
I
like.
I said to Joe, Bob, if you didn't get that while you were out of the room, I said that would have been the worst Ask Bob of all time if you didn't get
See,
that.
See, but I will say you guys prefacing like that helped me with it. If I'm being honest, I say that's my guy. I couldn't tell you if he ran Democrat or Republican. I
Democrat,
just remember
Bob.
The name.
It's fair. It's fair.
Yeah, I just remember the name.
That's my guy.
That's my
yeah,
guy.
I know.
That
now
was great.
Now people are going to be like,
great.
Oh, Bob's a huge fucking Democrat. Like, I don't know what party he ran for.
Oh, my
He just happens God. To like Al Gore. That's his guy. Yes.
He's big for conserving the planet, Mike.
Yes.
Fuck, man. The shears thing is
the
so
shears.
Bad.
Mikey, show him a picture of shears so he knows.
Yeah, I actually, you know.
Yeah,
what?
when you look at real shears, that's gonna be the tough. That's gonna be the
it's
tough.
It's gonna be brutal. It's gonna be a bad week, man. I'm staying the fuck away.
Whoa, it's good. Oh, here we go. He's
dude,
got a
this is so brutal, dude. This is just, I mean, you couldn't, I mean, I mean, I guess you could possibly.
That's really bad.
Petey's in his glory right now, dude.
I get it. It sucks. It's, oh, fuck, that's so bad.
Oh, man.
Because it's it's like being a man. Like, you know, you should be a fucking man. Like, grow a set of balls. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I don't know if pliers are the most manly thing to use.
No, I mean, they're an essential tool, Joe.
Yeah, they are. They are. Unless you got shears on hand.
That's true.
Oh, what a great segment. All right.
Good show. Good show, boys.
Fuck, man. And then we have a top five. A great top five last week, by the way, man. Like, really, really.
I think Mikey won, or who won? You did?
No, I didn't win.
I won. I think Mikey came in second. I won. Everyone was cracking up with Joe's list because Joe had Joe's first two for top five things that seemed cool.
I came third?
I think so. I could be off. I thought so.
All I know is I didn't win. I don't know who
maybe
came in what.
Maybe you came in second. Maybe can we bring in Lambs?
Oh, here's. I got the rank. 41% was C. 41% was C. I came second with 34%.
Oh, okay. My bad. Okay.
I'm third.
So, yeah, he came second then. And then, so this week's top five is going to be top five fictional sports characters.
Yes.
Did I get that right, Michael?
That's correct. Yeah. Yes, fictional sports movies characters. Yes, yes.
Yeah, it could go not even movies. It could be anything. I think I don't think we did stuck to just movies. I mean, granted,
I think
I have one in here that's not a movie.
Okay,
so
yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Top five fictional sports characters. All right. Yeah, I guess we ought to get down to business here. Let me go. I'll go one. Give me the one hole.
Wow. I'll go three.
Three, and then Mikey two. So give me Rocky at one.
Yeah,
that's the right thing. That's a good one.
You know, from Happy Gilmore, people would think that Happy Gilmore would be the pick. It's not. It's Shooter McGavin. Shooter McGavin is my pick at the number one.
He's stunner. Great character.
All right, I will go. This is a big one right out of the gates here. Give me. I'm going to go with Happy Gilmore. Give me Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
And then give me. Give me Gordon Bombay.
Wow. I wish you took Wolf the Dentist Stanson. That would.
That's a good one. Yeah.
It's a great pick. Gordon's good, though. Wrap around. Give me Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
That was one I looked at. I looked at him too.
Great play. So give me Shane Falco. And then give me Ricky Bobby.
I'll go with another Ricky. I'll take Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn from Major League. Give me Ricky Vaughn.
Okay.
Back over to the D for two.
I will go with Henry Rowan Gardner.
Legend.
Yeah, that's good.
Rowan Gardner.
Gardner.
Rosenhager.
Gardenhoser.
And then I will go with Rudy.
You know who's a legend character from fucking that movie, the Rowan Gardner movie, is Marv. Yes.
Marv,
he's so good.
Hot ice. You heat up the ice cube.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's really good. Little help now.
That's a great movie, man. I love that movie.
All right, I will take... Give me Jesus Shuttleworth from He Got Game. Shuttleworth.
Give me Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump's considered an athlete, right?
Yeah.
Movies.
I'm not going to veto it. I don't know how good it's going to do, but I'm not going to veto it. I don't know if other people will consider it like a sports character, okay, but I'm not going to veto it.
I can give you two more.
He played for Alabama. He did.
I can give you two more.
Well, you're taking it or not? We're not vetoing it.
I actually don't think it's going to help you in the. I think there's better.
I mean, I have so many that I could do. Okay, so take out Gump.
Take him out.
Take him out.
Yeah.
Give me and there's some good ones on here. Give me Bobby Boucher.
Yeah. Water boy.
And give me Jackie Moon.
Jackie Moon is so good, bro.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's so good. I got a ring too. You notice it says love.
Such a good movie.
I'm going to go very outside the box here for my last pick. Extremely outside the box. Non-movie, but a video game character that's fictional, was supposed to be real. I'm going John Dowd, who was the MVP baseball 25 when Bonds wouldn't give the licensing for his actual character. And you had this white guy for the Giants that was hitting like he had an 100 overall for home run. Hitter. It was insane. John Dowd, MVP baseball 25. Really, the fake Barry Bonds. I think it'll play.
Oh, man, dude.
Forrest Gump, box, boys.
That makes Forrest Gump sound a whole lot better.
Oh, man. It makes Forrest Gump sound like a fucking prize-winning first pick.
Yeah.
When was the last time he gave this outrageous take, Byung Hung Moon? Remember that?
By the way, that got a lot of love. A lot of love. Yeah. Check his numbers from the World Baseball Classic.
Where is he now?
I don't know. Probably playing baseball. He plays in the MLB. I think he plays for the Reds, I think.
Is it my pick now after whatever John Dowd we got?
Yeah. Yeah. That was
John
wild.
Dowd.
Oh. That is crazy.
Talk about just Bob, if you think you submarined yourself with shears, John Dowd just one-upped you.
Here he goes.
All right, go ahead. Over to the D-man.
For my last pick, Mr. Irrelevant, I will take. There's some good ones on the boards too.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's still like Coach Carter, Herb Brooks, Booby Miles. I'm gonna go with Goldberg.
Now I thought if you were gonna talk video game characters, I thought you were gonna go with Pablo Sanchez.
Pablo Sanchez from
Backyard
Baseball. That's a good one.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah, he's goated.
I mean, Roy Hobbs, we didn't get. I mean, Crash
Ivan
Davis,
Drago, Coach Willie Taylor,
Willie Beeman. I mean,
Creed. Apollo
I like that Creed. Booby Miles call Pete. Booby Miles.
I was gonna go Booby Miles, but I like Goldberg.
Rod Tidwell, Jerry Maguire, Show Me the Money.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mikey, if you could go over the list, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, Bob has Rocky, Shane Falco, Ricky Bobby. Bobby Boucher, a lot of Bobbies, Jackie Moon. I have Shooter McGavin, Benny the Jet Rodriguez, Ricky Vaughn, Wild Thing, Jesus Shuttleworth, and everyone's favorite video game character, John Dowd.
Know he might have had it before Dowd.
Let's see where the
That's
OGs
a
are.
Great
at.
List.
Joe has Happy Gilmore, Gordon Bombay, Henry Rowan Gardner, Rudy, and Goldberg.
It's not bad either, Pete.
Yeah, I just think Rudy, like, I'm over Rudy. I'm over Rudy.
You're a hardo.
Because it's like it's a fictional story, though. It's not even, it's like he was there, but he never got in. He never actually, he actually played. That's a true story. Like, Rudy Rudiger is not a made up guy. So, like, technically, I don't even know if that's a fictional character. Because that's a real name from a real story. He played at Notre Dame.
You want me to give a different name? I could.
But what I'm saying is they dramatized, like he never got in the game his last and made like a sack. That never happened.
You're over Rudy the same way I'm over.
But Rudy's a hardo like you. You would think that you would embrace him. You would bring him to your bosom and just give him a heartfelt hug.
Yeah, but Rudy was like, you know, he was like, he's not really, a, he was like a NARP hardo, which is like, you
what,
know,
what does that mean?
A non-athletic, a non-athletic regular person.
Oh, my God. Like,
that's what, that's what Rudy was.
Of physical specimens.
That was, well, that was Rudy. He was like, you know, he was like this guy. He was like a tryhard, you know, he's like a big
tryhard.
Yeah. Big tryhard. Yeah.
Sounds like someone else we know.
Oh, so me, you're saying me.
You're a hardo like Rudy.
But there's a difference between being a hardo and being a tryhard. There's a big difference. A tryhard is somebody who just fucking goes over the top to try and do like, try and like satisfy people. Like they're just, they overly try to compensate for a lack of something. That's what they do.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As always, make sure you like, comment.
Is that what you're saying I am, Joe?
I'm saying you're a hardo. I don't know what you're explaining, but it sounds a lot like what a hardo is.
Yeah, before you got to the end of like trying to compensate for.
Yeah, that's what a tryhard is.
But
though.
Everything before that.
Yeah, everything prefaced up until the end
sounds
like a complete and utter description of a hardo. Which
so how would you define hardo for me, Joe? Define your definition of a hardo. I'd like to hear it.
Someone who takes solace in
just fucking speaking English, okay? Fucking Professor Dumbledore. Stop fucking using fucking all these adjectives that half that you don't know the meaning of half of them. Just say it in fucking plain English. So
I'm
people
explaining.
Can follow
you asked me to do something. I'm explaining
okay.
it.
Okay, go ahead.
Someone who takes solace in.
Bob, I can't do this, man. I can't do this. Just fucking run the end of the episode. He can't do it. He can't just give the definition.
I do want to hear it.
Stop using solace. Use a different word.
Well, it's a good word. I'll take solace out, though, okay? Someone who gets enjoyment out of taking a regular physical activity, or it could be not just physical activity. It could be just a regular thing. But has to take it to the next level. And on top of that, letting the world know. Okay. So albeit a picture of traps like this in front of the camera.
I got good traps. Yeah, what do you want me to do?
You have good traps.
I got natural traps.
That's a hard old thing to do is to take a selfie picture like this.
But let me ask you a question. If like I naturally take a picture and that's the way I look, what am I supposed to do? Like what? Like everything I do is hardo?
No. So again, hardos I think are good in a certain sense. It's just like you're posting
the shots in the gym. Like you do the shots to
the mirror. Or the one where
post-pump.
Well, that's a hardo move, Michael. And again, it's who you are. We love you. I would never want you to change.
Thank you.
Built like a wildebeest. But I would say that that's good. By the way, wildebeest are my most stamina in the entire Serengeti.
You do look good.
Yeah, you do. I got a picture of me getting AI'd into a fucking 450-pound guy holding the fucking tub of ice.
But you got the hair, Joe. Remember that. Remember that, Michael, when anything goes south, just take that hat off and take a look in the mirror.
Take the hat off, Joe.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Take that off. I want to see.
Yeah.
We did have dinner with the guy the other day. I took my hat off, and what did he say? It's got movie style here.
Oh, dude.
That is crazy.
Dude, it's so nuts, man.
It is amazing.
And there's not even a gray in there. Have you got any grays yet?
It's a little salt and pepper, but he's going to crush that
in the hair?
In the beard.
In the beard, not in the hair. His hair's like jet black still. It's crazy.
Dude, it cuts his salt and pepper. He's going to fucking murder that.
So imagine Mikey's physique with my hair. Oh. Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Murder, you guys.
It's been another episode of the Brilliant Dumb Show. Thank you for listening. And no AdSense this week. So you got your wish.
Yeah, there will be ad thread, but no AdSense this week. Sorry, boys. I'm sorry. It had to happen. I banged us. That does it. Another edition of the Brilliant Dumb Show.